listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Good evening. What a pleasure it is to do this program. This is the 55th year that I'm doing it. But I'm running into some trouble financially, so I need your help. I'm Roy Masters, and this part of the program, about 6 minutes, is heard by my base, those who've been with me for years and years and years, sometimes 50 years. I just want to know, you to know, and as well as the new listeners passing by, that the kind of church I am does not require you to belong, because you can only belong to God. I don't like members of a church. You can listen and enjoy what I have to say, and I can be a source of information. And that is a Jesus situation. Now, I couldn't find the right word, but it's a Jesus role, meaning he goes away. He teaches everybody, he says, I'll send the Holy Spirit, and you will understand me. That's what I do. I verify what you already know, what the Spirit has told you, and trying to tell you over a cloud of muck caused by strength, stress, and frustration, anger, and all kinds of stresses that we all suffer from. So my job is to help you find that which you already have that's sort of hiding, or you hiding away from seeing it, because that's the tendency of everyone when they have problems and guilts. They don't like to face it. They don't want to be wrong. Naturally, you don't want to be wrong. But it's even more wrong not to want to see it. And then if you do see it, then you have a problem of even more conflict, because you end up struggling to fix it as if you could save yourself another way. So my job is to be on the radio with you so I can reach lots and lots of people. But it costs lots and lots of money. And I'm running out of it. But the downside of having an audience that a following that does not give me a certain income, like a church. You belong to a church, you know the pastor knows how much money is coming in, generally speaking. You usually belong to a church, and then you have donations on top of it, you know, on Sabbath. I don't have that. I'm sort of outside the wall church, in a manner of speaking. But I do not want you to belong to me. If you belong to any source, if you belong to any church, if you belong, that church gets in the way of you finding God. Unless the preacher does what I do, sort of give it a Jesus approach, which is to explain what's wrong with you and help you to see things clearly and help you to see also that salvation has been waiting for you. You've already had it. And so I need you to support me. So I do not have an income that I can rely upon, except from a few people. And they've been doing that for many, many, many years as regular as clockwork. A small percentage of people. Could I ask those of you who have benefited from my work I used to have a phrase for that, to pay the light bill. Because maybe I'm the light bill that you need to pay. Where would you be, some of you, many of you, if it wasn't I'm here? And so, why is it you hold back? Why do you have to be embarrassed to support work like mine? A beggar coming to see you up the street, may off the street, or walking through the park, may accost you for some money, and you will probably go to your pocket under the pressure of the beggar's looks and pleadings and give him some money. I can't do that. I will not. I will never, ever guilt you into anything. And you very rarely hear a plea like this today. So I have a huge overhead, no guaranteed amount of money coming in. I have to work at it at my age, 86. I love to do it. And the next thing you need to understand is to call me, because I'm not going to sit here and lecture. I'm here to help a person who needs help. So who is the person that would like to call me tonight, because I'm just going to waste my time, and so take it off, take it easy, like I've done sometimes. You call me. If you've got a problem, I've paid for the time for you to come on the air. I've paid for it already. Don't waste it. All right. I'm Roy Masters. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters.
You feel better now?
I do.
1-800-866-8883.
Wow, I got a lot out of what you said to that lady. I have an anger problem, and I've had it for a long time.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Hello, everyone. Welcome once again to the program. I just got bitten by a spider just now, so, okay, I'll do my show. The number is 800-866-8883. Call me Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock, and beginning at 9 o'clock. And then we last all through the night, but it will be refeeds. So the first 2 hours, you can engage me. And so what I need you to do, I've paid with donation money this time to be on the air to help you with a problem, and not to pontificate. But I will pontificate just a little bit, just to get you acquainted, those of you who are listening for the first time and do not know what this voice is talking about. I'll make it very simple. All of your problems, and I mean all, with 5% exception, so it's 95%, all of them stem from you overreacting to stress. And you need to know what stress is so that you know what you're dealing with. And it's a very sort of sacrilegious aspect of our life. Stress is tantamount to temptation. So stress is not the wind and the snow and the cold and the adventures, etc., etc., and running from a tiger or a lion. That's an ordinary stress, and that's understandable. And you recover from that because you run. And you don't recover from it, you get eaten, so to speak. But you run or you fight. And you strive to survive. And we're not talking about that stress at all. We're talking about stress, a very special kind of stress that is peculiar to humans. And that stress, I'll give it a name, evil. A person who stresses you knowingly and more often than not, unknowingly. For example, I will say 95% of all parents do not see the harm they do to their children. They do not see. They can't, and if they do see it, they can't stop it. You may try, for example, not to be like the angry father. So you're the appeasing father. Well, appeasement, it makes you part of the stress cycle. Because what does a bully do, or the stressor do, is to cause appeasement or to create a slavish state to their will. Is that correct? So there's only two states of this kind of stress. Two states. The bully, the the person who stresses you, this, and the situation that contains the belief. It's, the human is a human interaction. And so the human aspect of it has a history. Through one man's sin and death through sins enters the human race. And cruelty, or whatever temptation is, it's stress, see, it's stress, is infects a child when he comes into the world. The children come into the world stress, and who is it? And who is it that causes that stress? A baby doesn't have any stress. The only person that's around is mom and dad. And a baby, as soon as the baby becomes aware, he becomes aware of the effect of the mother and the father and the sisters and brothers who are not aware that they've been affected, intimidated into hurting each other. It is a system into which we're born. And in this system, our reaction to these situations contain a behavior pattern, an imprinting of behavior that you will think of as your own, even guilt. That's why you hide guilt, because you think that, well, you don't want to be wrong, but how did you get wrong? By the way you overreact to your brother, your sister, the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. So there. So if I could show you, well, that kind of stress produces a sort of unconsciousness. Now bear with me. It produces a state of mind where you move and have your being with what in the beginning appears to be perfectly normal, because you think and move and speak and act quite normally without too much effort or effort at all. You get angry and you have a fight, or you give in to arguments, and this is part of life. But little do you know that the giving in is appeasement, and the winning makes you more of a bully. And winning causes the appeaser to embolden you. And the bully always needs an appeaser. He looks for one. Now the bully is an appeaser before his bully, so there's a system. And you're born into the system. And so, here's the number, ladies and gentlemen, 800-866-8883. I know it's after the Memorial Day, but there's got to be one person listening that has a problem, like what I described. Do you have stress? And if the answer is yes, you think, well, now, it's stress. Everybody's got stress. And everybody does have stress. And I grant you that. But what if stress is temptation? Is there medicine for temptation? Are there pharmaceuticals for it? If there is, your life is in danger, because you're just treating a symptom. Now, I'm not saying you shouldn't go to the doctor because of stress. And the only good that comes from that is maybe he'll heal you of that symptom and free you for a while and give you medicine that counters the effect of stress, or seems to. But the effect of stress will continue until it kills you, or makes you go mad, or turns you into a drunk, or a drug addict, a wife beater, a husband beater. Now, I've said lots in little time. I'm looking at my screen and find it difficult to understand that I've been on the air 54 years. This is the 55th year. Did I say 56? No, I did in the beginning, didn't I? Okay, so it's the 55th year. I've been married 62 years. I've got lots of stress, and I want to share, I had lots of stress, but I don't notice it anymore. You know, I don't know if you did roller skating or surfboarding, but whatever it is, a skill like that could be slippery and a bit dangerous. But you get on the roller skates and or your ice skates and you'll fall a few times and you wobble around and hurt yourself, but eventually, let's take surfing, which makes the grander point. It is that once you start to overcome the wobble and falling off the surfboard, there will come a time when you build confidence and muscle memory, and equivalent of muscle memory, mind memory, balance and stuff, that you can come down a 50-foot wave, and which would kill anybody else. You'd have fun doing it. Now, stress should be the same way. There is a way, but it's not in your DNA. In other words, it's not anywhere in your physical being. It is within you. The kingdom of heaven is within you. And forgiveness is waiting for you. And the reason why I say that is because when you came into the world, you came into a world of parents who had parents, and parents who had great parents, and great-great-parents, and great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-great-parents. And it all goes back to the first two people. And whatever happened to them passes on to us when we're born. When we're born, we come into imperfect parents, imperfect culture. And every culture is different from the other, making it even more obvious that they can't all be right. But which one is, if anyone? I think what America used to be was the place. What England used to be was the place. And I was born in Great Britain, and it was the place. It was like Jesus. It was even better than Jesus being born in Bethlehem with, you know, Herod wanting his life. It wasn't even safe then. England was a good place. And when I came to America, it was better because it had opportunity, and I left no opportunities behind. Just brass bands and generals, but they were good people. But something horrible is happening here. And I see it in your relationship with me. When I first started on radio, I had 1 hour, I had 15 minutes I paid for. Then the owner of the station, who became my best friend for his life, as long as he lived, he said, let me give you 45 minutes public service time. So I paid $35. I got a whole hour. He said, can you do a talk program? I said, what's that? He said, you open the line and people will talk to you about problems. I did that. And before you know it, as I said before many times, the Shrine Auditorium on Wilshire Boulevard in Los Angeles, I had 6,000 people. You couldn't get in. Now, I got 150 stations now. I have to pay for the upkeep of them. And I don't even get a call. So, what I'm going to do, after this evening, put programs on 10 years back. And then you won't know the difference, but you'll get benefit. But I will not give you the benefit of sitting here just babbling, and hoping that you'll understand what I'm saying when your forefathers really did understand me when I was young. 800-866-8883. Now, a lot of people, there's a terrible atmosphere of fear in America. A terrible atmosphere of fear. And let's talk about fear. Well, who have fear, as the good scriptures say, is those who have fear are not made perfect in love. Then you have to ask the question, what is love? Well, I know that you love your girlfriend, and you love ice cream. I know. But What is real love? I mean, can you love one person and hate them the next? I don't think so. That wouldn't be love. So let me sort of start off with, before I talk about fear, because who hath fear is not made perfect in love. So the love I'm speaking about is the love of God within you that takes away fear. His love, abiding love, whatever that is. Now you see me talking like a preacher, now I'm not. Whatever abiding love is, cannot come from a church, and it cannot arise from the scripture unless you have an epiphany from it. Like, aha, I see it. So unless you can have an epiphany from me. But as soon as you, if you can recognize that your overreaction to stress, temptation, has made you subject to it, and as a subject to it, you have fear because you fell away from love. Now that doesn't mean to say you just fell away from love. You fell away from it a long time ago. You've been angry with your dad, angry with your mother, but never expressed it. Maybe you did, maybe you didn't, but whatever it is, expressed or suppressed, it has separated you from a ground of being. And why did you resent your mother, and why did you resent your father and your brothers and sisters? Well, because they weren't perfect. They were imperfect, and their imperfection shone on you. It was very clear to you as a child that they were out of order, but they couldn't see it. For example, if your mother says to you, "Would you go to the store, honey, and get some milk?" See, let's say she's a manipulator. Let's say she is. You will pick that up. She's not asking you, she's telling you. Because you've had experience. It looks like asking, but it's telling. Right there, and if you say, "Yes, Mom, I'll do it," you do it from being irritated and resentful. You can say, "Well, just a minute, Mom," but she won't wait. She starts to get irritated. So you as a little boy, you can't say, "Are you asking me or are you telling me?" Then you get into more trouble. And there you are. There's the silent breach between you and your Creator. 800-866-8883. Now, I have a technique. It's called Be Still and Know. And it's, instead of putting it in a book, which we have in a book, but why I found a very, very good way of doing it. If you have iPod, if you have those smartphones, you need to go to the website and download the app for this. And you got your earphones, and if you don't have an iPhone and you're an old geezer like me, then you will enjoy a computer I have, which is very inexpensive. It's $59, and it's the size of a credit card, and has no moving parts. It is battery operated with the charger, and you have little earmuffs, earphones, and you can put them in your pocket. You put it in your wallet. You can put that thing in your wallet. It's as big as a credit card, and you can listen to it. I promise you, all your problems will disappear when you learn how to begin to realize your anger, and it's multiplying as you struggle with it, by the way. So once you start seeing and welcome being shown by the inner light, welcome, the secret is you resent it being shown. You can actually resent yourself. You can resent the light, which is God trying to show you stuff, but for some reason, which I won't explain now, you resent knowing it. There are some people are so defensive that if you approach them, I've got some members of my family, one at least, that if I approach that person with the smallest suggestion or a fault I can see in him that he needs to see, the minute he sees me coming, he reacts like I'm hurting him. That's the truth with when you get older and get into life and to the workplace. Your very existence can actually disturb people if you are spiritual, Jesus-like, impervious to stress. Would you like to be impervious to stress? Hello? Anybody home? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All good children go to heaven. So we have fear because we meet each moment unwisely and foolishly. Animals cannot choose to be unfair because, as I said, they don't know what unfair and unwise is. They have no awareness of that. They don't have any moral codes. Their moral code is run or fight, eat or be eaten. That's it. And they're limited to one of these basic responses. That is run, fight. So technically, they're not afraid when they flee danger and simply stimulated in nature's way to outwit their adversary is perfectly normal. It's necessary. They evolve a lot stronger legs, wings, or other mechanisms in the process, and their physical structure is maintained and developed by means of their reactions and the excitement of danger. And danger is necessary. If they run, they develop. If they become ferocious and fight back and survive, they develop also. But that's not the case with you. You can't run. You can't fight. You can if you want to. But you can run, and you can fight. You can stand your ground. But you can only do that if you're not reacting. Then you say to me, but we all react. We all get stressed. Yes, you do. But stress should not be the motivator. Because you're dealing with something, a stressor, and that stressor is possessed of evil. And evil, you don't know that what's inside you. You're troubled, aren't you? Everybody's troubled. Everybody hides it. And when you get married, the mask comes off. And then you wake up losing a war you didn't know you're fighting. Is that right? If you have love. If you have fear, you are not made perfect in love. And I'm talking about, look, let me give you one more piece of information. You're married, and I speak from a man's point of view, and you love your wife and you love your children, right? So when your wife does something stupid and holds that ground, how do you react, sir? Anger, of course. And how do you react when the children don't obey you? Anger, of course. And then anger is normal. And you get irritated and impatient with your children or your wife. And what does that do? That's not a love response. Now here it is. If you are a real person, if you are a real person and want to survive the slings and arrows of outrageous fortunes, then this is how it should be. Not, I'm telling you, you cannot do it just by hearing it. You need to sit quietly and be still and you'll know it. That's the name of what when you go to my website, look for that. Be still and know. And so when you be still, you'll know how. You'll be given a certain strength that counter stress, you won't know you have it. But your adversary will. Your children will. Your wife will. I'm speaking to you, gentlemen. You've got that? And so it will be heavenly energy, a divine energy that you should run from. You should move and have your being with it. But if you act like an animal, you start to become one, but worse, you have the identity of the person who ruined you. And it will take years and years and years for it to develop. It plants itself like a certain wasp plants its seed or eggs into a caterpillar. And the caterpillar doesn't know the seed is there until those wasps hatch out and feed on the caterpillar while it's still alive. That's what is in all of you, without exception.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Roy Masters is going to have an amazing 4th of July seminar at Tall Timber Ranch in beautiful Southern Oregon. And right now, it is absolutely gorgeous with five lakes, a giant gazebo. You have to experience Roy Masters' 4th of July liberation seminar. Liberation from anger, from fear, from guilt, from disease. Your personal Independence Day. You can call 800-877-3227. 800-877-3227 during regular business hours, Monday through Friday Pacific time. Reserve your place at Tall Timber Ranch, 4th of July weekend. The last time they filled up, they were beyond capacity. And if you're ready to have that personal liberation, that personal Independence Day, this is the time to do it. Call 800-877-3227. That's 800-877-3227 during regular business hours, Monday through Friday Pacific time. Make your reservations while you can.
Cure stress can do for you what doctors cannot, but only if you suspect that emotions are behind most of your suffering. Cure Stress is a rechargeable credit card size audio device that fits in your wallet with mini earphones. It calms your soul, improves your emotional regulation, and enhances your critical thinking skills by decreasing the clutter in your mind.
One day I realized I was becoming more humble. I was more compassionate toward other people, and my whole personality seemed to just calm down from being a very judgmental, opinionated, sharp person to someone who I would listen to what the other person was saying more without being so judgmental. And in becoming more humble, relationships that I'd had problems with that I didn't know how to solve, they seemed to begin to solve themselves.
Go to curestressdevice.com. That's curestressdevice.com or call 855-CURE-STRESS. That's 855-CURE-STRESS.
Also available for download. I know a lot of people that say they can't wait to go to New Zealand, but I discovered 30 years ago that you don't have to go there to have the most amazing and beautiful experience of your life, because it's right over the California border. In Southern Oregon, it's Tall Timber Ranch Guest Ranch. Lakes, rivers, the ocean, the Oregon caves. And actor John Wayne, he used to hang out there with his military friend who owned the ranch before it became a guest ranch. Don't fly 10,000 miles before you go to Tall Timber Ranch in beautiful Southern Oregon, just over the California border. Go to FHU.com and check it out right now at FHU.com or call 1-800-877-3227. That's 1-800-877-3227 to make your reservations at Tall Timber Ranch, one of the most beautiful places you've ever seen. Your family will love it. There's so much to see and do, and the price is so reasonable. Serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner, you won't believe. Tall Timber Ranch. Call 1-800-877-3227 and make reservations right now.
Cure stress can do for you what doctors cannot, but only if you suspect that emotions are behind most of your suffering. Cure Stress is a rechargeable credit card size audio device that fits in your wallet with mini earphones. It calms your soul, improves your emotional regulation, and enhances your critical thinking skills by decreasing the clutter in your mind.
It was a great discovery that changed my life completely. As you can tell by my voice, Father, I'm a black American. He made me more objective, and I was been able to help others by being objective and opening their eyes, lifting the veils. And he took me out of the illusions, what I thought was real that wasn't real, and lifted me out of my culture. How I didn't realize how bogged down in my culture and things were. Brought me closer to God, more aware, more alert, and able to help others. And that's the beauty of it. And instead of being dependent, more independent.
Go to curestressdevice.com. That's curestressdevice.com or call 855-CURE-STRESS. That's 855-CURE-STRESS.
Also available for download.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
All right, so I was saying just a little while ago that the animals, when they react to stress, they evolve stronger legs, wings, and mechanisms that's necessary for their existence, for their evolution, but not their evolution, but their promulgation and their health. And so, but the stress of animals, the animals need, each have a particular kind of stress. Insects have a different kind of opposition, a different way of life. There's thousands of kinds of stresses depending on how far small you want to go or big you want to go. But stress is normal for animals. They have to have it. It shapes them. It makes them stronger or dead. Well, very much the same way is happening with you. If you fall to the stress of animals, well, then it's even more so, because there is a stress factor entwined in temptation. So they will be an aggressive person. It's just, you know, just an aggressive person that's mean to you, wants to take your ice cream away as a kid. Well, you couldn't do that to me. First of all, I didn't have ice cream when I was a kid, but you couldn't do that to me if I did. I was a stout little fellow, and I didn't know why I was this way, and I grew up with it that way for many years until I realized one day, and it's a long story how I came to this, but the light hit me, and I said, you know, that's who you are. And I'm referring to Jesus. I'm Jewish. So, he was there all the time, giving me the strength that I didn't see anybody else having. I see strong people, and, you know, physically strong people, and kind of noble, but no one, I realized very few people I ever met, if any, had this quality of being immune to that stress. I got married, that's when I started to react a little bit, and then I realized from my experience that I had started to react, but never knew then saw the repercussions of overreacting, and immediately was able to squash it. See? And so, 62 years ago, I've been married, 62 years. And so, do we have a caller, by the way? I'll just sum up what I want to finish here. But what I'm saying, and what I want you to pay attention to, is that the dangers and reply to danger for animals is the natural way. But people should not respond in the way, in as much as animals, as we differ from animals. We differ from animals in that we have a decorum, a conscience, a kind of knowing what the right way is, the right and wrong, without knowing what we should do things right. There can't be something specific, because we don't know what the situation is. But it's always an intuitive knowing in the moment. But part of that knowing what to do for that moment contains a counter stress to temptation, so that if you respond to stress, you cannot do what's right. It takes you away from that power and gives you over to the evil, wicked person who doesn't know he's wicked and can be saved. So don't get me wrong. It's not, nobody's wicked forever unless they want to be. But the trouble is finding the secret way, the door. Okay, now I'll take my first call. Let's see, is Eileen, that's a nice name. Hello, it's Elaine. Okay, they're both nice. Okay.
Thank you, sir. I'm brand new to your program. A neighbor told me about it 2 days ago, and I listened to your Memorial Day service, and I have done meditation for a number of years, but I am still working through stress and some PTSD from the past, post-traumatic stress.
Are you a military lady or not?
No, I just was someone attempted to strangle me, but I was able to pray and get the right answer and say it over and over, and they got off of me. This was 20-some years ago, but yes. I think that it still affects me. I live alone. I've lived alone for 25 or 30 years. I have no living relatives, and I'm a flight attendant for a living, so I fly a lot, and it's a sequestered spiritual journey.
Yeah, but I said, what can I do for you?
I am plagued with self-doubt and with...
Do you have any diseases connected to that, illnesses?
I do have respiratory illness because...
That is emotional, repressed emotion. You're running off wrong energy.
Okay, yes.
And there's... you know when you have the energy to fight or flight, Rano? That takes a certain chemistry. And I can't think of the name of the chemistry, but...
Adrenaline?
Adrenaline, yeah. I can never remember that for some reason. I always think of A, but I can't get the rest of it.
I understand.
But adrenaline is so much, and it's a very important compound.
Mm-hmm.
And so every time you react, and you keep reacting, mm-hmm. You're using up that adrenaline. And so, because you know when you get upset about something, you are ready to run or fight, and you breathe deeply, and the body gets ready. But when you suppress that, that is what can keep you out of breath, because the energy is repressed. You are setting yourself up for some kind of illness, immune disorder illness, sooner or later. And your breathing is affected by the loss of the continuous shots of adrenaline when you react to the unfinished business in your head. You get upset with yourself.
I don't want to react any longer. Yeah. I want to be free of it.
But it takes your energy away. It takes that life force away. And I have a technique that will help you.
Okay.
It is a spiritual thing. It is, you know, it gives you back to your creator. Hold the line a minute. Could you just hold it for a second while
sir.
We make this music come by?
Yes.
And we'll come back to you.
Thank you, sir.
Elaine. You know, I appreciate you calling. Okay. You broke the cycle here. I was waiting for someone to call.
Thanks.
A little sample of what
yes.
can happen.
Yes, I would. Thank you.
Close your eyes for a minute. I'm going
to
give you a...
Do you want me to turn the lights low?
No. It's very simple. I'm going to show you something that nobody has ever shown you before.
Okay.
It's so simple. And when you get the meditation exercise, which is inexpensive, and if you don't have the money, I'll give it to you, so that's all there is to it. Fair enough?
Yes, sir, I'll pay for it.
But I'll say that to everybody.
Thank you.
I want everybody to know that.
Thank
and
you.
I help. I give with the
I
stuff to the soldiers,
so much
too. So now you... Keep your eyes closed. And here's what I want you to do. If you can do this, which is very simple, look at your eyelids. Now, it's a very strange request, but you can see your eyelids. But what you see is like little pixels of things moving across the screen of your mind. Is that correct? What do you see? Tell me what you describe with your eyes closed. You are looking at something.
It seems like shadows of little... streams of
light
brown and white. Yes, light and dark.
Yes, yes. You can't make it out. It's always changing.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it? So, did you know what you just did? Normally, you go to sleep. But when you go close your eyes, the whole eyes are closed, you've got something in your eye. Or you go to sleep.
Yes.
Or you try to relax.
Yes.
And you fall asleep. But I want you to stay awake. I want you to look at your eyelids. And guess what happens when you do that? As you listen to me, you cannot see your thoughts. You can only see these little lights that you just described. You can see that. And that means you have a refuge from your thoughts. In other words, you can't see your thoughts. You see the light, but you're separated from your thoughts. You are disconnected from your thoughts. They can't bother you in this state.
Yes.
And so now the next phase of this is just being aware of it. The reason why you can do this is because you love God. You couldn't do it, you would see everything black.
If
you didn't have love of God, and you would not see this. But that is the evidence you have Him there, and that light is shining through your consciousness, your spirit, which is now free. In other words, it's in a refuge. Anytime you're troubled, close your eyes and look at your eyelids and stand back and let the light come through the crystal, the lens of your soul. And to shine on the screen of your mind, and this becomes pixels like your computer. It's a programming.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
and this is the programming of your body, which you will never understand. It's a great mystery. There's no point trying to understand it, but you'll start to get better.
Yes. Yes, you blank the mind, that's why.
No, no, you don't blank the mind. No, you don't.
The animal mind,
the thinking mind is still there, but you're not there. You've left your body, your mind behind.
Yes.
Now, if you will also now turn and become aware of your first finger of your right hand, and it starts to tingle, just be aware of the first finger of your right, and the minute you give attention to it, it tingles just a little bit to let you know it.
Yes.
Now do the same thing with the second finger, and do the same thing with the third finger, and they both tingle.
Yes.
And so on, and keep to the, go to the pinky finger, and then the thumb, and keep doing this, and you know, when you open your eyes, God will be with you. I mean this.
Yes, I believe.
And open your eyes, you'll see the room is bright. Just open your eyes.
It is very bright. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Well, see, but your thoughts are not bothering you now.
No, they're not.
See, now that's what. If you get that meditation, I will finish the job.
Yes, sir, I will. You'll connect me over to your people, or you want me to call?
No, you call tomorrow. I'll give you the phone number. You ready?
Oh, yes, give me the phone.
It's 800-877-3227.
3227.
Yeah. 3227, I beg your pardon.
That's good. It's wonderful. Thank you. I'm so glad that God brought you into my life 2 or 3 days ago. I enjoyed your Memorial Day speech.
Oh, thank
over
you.
The computer.
We had a little problem with the video, so we played two things. There's also a Sunday morning a seminar from July the 4th in 2012, which may be very interesting to you to see how I work in a seminar with people. So you may want to go back and see that too.
I would. God bless you and continue your work and your service. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's interesting. We got just one call this evening. It's not business as usual, but I enjoyed this lady. It wasn't a serious problem, and it could, that what she has experienced could become lethal. All of your stress problems will become lethal. And lethal in every single way, lethal in terms of mental health, physical health, business, decision-making, cloudy decision-making. What if you could have the gift of life and never, ever make a mistake, and every mistake that you think of as a mistake works together for good? That's the magic. That's what I want to share with you.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
That we mustn't respond like animals, because we fall from a decorum of what it takes to be human. Now you can act out the decorum, because you can play act your Christianity, play act your religion, play act. But I say play act because Jesus, Christianity, everything else can be a play act, but the real religion is not a religion. It is a direct relationship with the Creator. As I opened with my first hour this morning. Some of you didn't get that first 5 minutes where I said I don't want followers. I don't have a group of people coming every week and being followers. I don't want the congregation. I just want to be able to be on the radio, reach out into the far corners of the earth, outside the walls of church, and help you be free. And if you want to pay your light bill, that would be good. I don't have to know you. You never have to meet me. But if you pay your light bill, that is the extension of your good, because somebody good gave. So I can continue my work. If no one gave to continue my work on the radio, which is very expensive to uphold, I would not reach anybody. And the person who didn't give wouldn't got. wouldn't have got anything because I wouldn't be here. So it's all a matter of paying your light bill, ladies and gentlemen, my friends. So people should respond in the way of an animal, in as much as we differ from animals in one significant way, that we have enlightened reason. And reason, and there's lots of reason that's not enlightened. We're talking about enlightened, what I did to that lady just now. I brought her to enlightened state of mind. And she saw the broom brighter, and she will feel better immediately, even though she doesn't know what's at work. See, and I know this, and I could have finished that evening, but the time's up. I've got to make my break here and I'll come right back.
Listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Yes, the program number is 7800. Is that correct? Yes. Okay. So that's the number of the program if you want to order it. But you can listen to it on the feedback for 22 hours. All right, after the show. So I'm going to take my caller, but... you can understand from what I said, I believe, that who hath fear is not made perfect in love. Fear comes from insecurity, comes from reacting to stress, and the stressor has you. And then the only alternative is you become a stressor, you take it out on your wife or something. It's got to vent. If it doesn't vent, it kills you, slowly. But if you do vent it, you're rid of it, but you make somebody else sick instead. And then you go to try to help them. As is part of the process of what we do not understand. I'm going to take my next call. Is Michael in California. Hello, Michael.
Hello, Roy.
And what can I do you for?
Well, I'm wondering what you may think of whether there may be value, one way or the other, in having cataracts removed.
I have a sampling of one. But the doctor says I just had my glasses renewed with great difficulty. He couldn't get it right. But he says, I'm getting better from it. So there's a possible that you can get better. I'm old. And so I see very well with my glasses, of course. But otherwise, I get confirmation that I'm getting better. So why bother? And
right.
If I was completely blind... that would be a different story because you wouldn't be risking anything.
Right.
But there is a risk of you losing your sight, you know.
Yes, I've heard that. Although apparently the technology has improved significantly in recent years, so I'm told.
I'm sure that it has, but it's still a 3% or 2%. Yeah, you know. And so use your eyes as long as you can without all that stuff. Mm-hmm. And if you learn to discipline yourself But to be disciplined. When I say discipline yourself, it means that you are responsible. I'm saying you can learn. What I'm trying to say is, if you can find the spirit of your Creator to move and have your being, so that you move and have your being smoothly without any reactions, then your body can recover, because the body is always in conflict with itself and other people if you're reacting. And if you can find that peace with your Creator, then you're immune to all that and stress. An evil temptation, and you see all your problems go away one by one. Heart problems disappear, kidney problems disappear, your eyes get better, everything.
Well, I realize that in regard to those other things. The reason why I wasn't too clear about it with regard to cataracts is that my understanding of the mechanics of how cataracts develop is that apparently, since we are always casting off old cells in favor of new ones.
Yeah, that's the old story. Nothing wrong with that. But the point is, there's something that can interfere with that process. So you can have a 100-year-old man who doesn't need glasses.
But if that's the case, I would think that he would have a way of disposing of those.
Yeah,
that's
correct. And the way that your body works all by itself is not to get in the way by being stressed and upset and angry and frustrated,
right,
and getting angry with yourself and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah.
So that not only gets in the way of your getting better, but it makes you sicker and sicker and sicker until that's not just your eyes, it'll be everything.
Yes.
See, so how bad is your eyes?
Well,
Will waiting kill you or something?
Pardon?
Well, waiting for a while to see if they get better by meditating first to see if anything changes?
Yeah, that's what I do. I've been meditating for many years.
Yeah, it's helped you a lot?
Oh, yeah. Great.
So, and how bad is the cataract?
Well, I haven't seen the doctor lately, but he was able to tell that I had them without using instruments. I mean, he could just look.
Yeah, lots of people, as long as you can see where you're going clearly, can you read?
Oh, yeah.
Can you read small print?
Depends on how small.
Yeah, of course. I'm the same way, but, you know, how old are you?
I'll be 70 in a few months.
Well, you're getting on there, and I know.
Well, I get around on a bicycle.
I would say, since it's not a crisis of any kind.
No.
And you can drive, I'm sure.
I don't have occasion to drive.
Oh, you don't have...
I could drive.
You have it more than
say 40 or 50 miles. Then instead of taking the bicycle, I'll take the bus.
That is very smart.
And if I have to schlep around in the city when I get there, I'll take the bus.
So I see you're a Jewish man, are you?
Oh, because I use Yiddish. Yiddish is a very expressive language for anybody, but yes, I do.
Okay. I would not rush to judgment on this one.
Uh-huh.
I wouldn't do it myself.
Okay.
And as long as I can see my grandchildren and drive a car, which I do, I'm okay with it.
I hear it.
And I think you just need to be okay with that. It doesn't have to be perfect. My legs are not perfect, right? You know, I'm just getting old, so I don't really want to be rejuvenated by anybody. If I go, you know what I mean? I don't need to have artificial stuff as much as I can help it, unless it's wise for some reason. I don't know if you would want to take a chance on that, and if you couldn't see, then why not? Okay, that's the best I can say. Okay, we'll be right back. To make it worth my while to sit here. So, it's nice that I did have two people calling, but it is such a beautiful show when people call in and participate. And it gives me the chance to be a doctor. I mean, a doctor, spiritual doctor. And so to be able to talk to a person, you know, right to the problem. Now, I know that it's possible for you to gather some epiphanies from what I speak, and it's valuable and you enjoy it. But it's better that you pick up the phone and call me. But if not, call my office tomorrow, 800-877-3227. Now, what happens, so I'm honest with you, I'm just not going to pretend the next hour is me. It will sound like it, but it won't be me live. I will come back tomorrow and be greeted by people who want my service. Well, I just play old programs that you won't know, but it'll be very helpful, and people will be calling in. And that's the value of the program. Not that I should sit here. I will sit here till I'm 100, as long as I am useful. And by not calling, you make me useless. But I've got my science. I had an epiphany this morning, and I'm busy on writing my science so that will get my attention. But I would like it to be yours. Okay.